Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Snell Nation. It is I, your friendly neighborhood anti-authoritarian, and it is Christmas Eve. So, happy holidays, Merry Xmas. I don't want to take the Christ out of Christmas, because that seems to always be the recurring theme, one of the things that pops up around this time. And every time I hear that phrase, there's a couple other little catchphrases, I can't help but to want to discuss Christmas. You know, just kind of what it is, maybe a little bit about the history. But for me, it's, what it's not. You know, that's the thing that always kind of catches my attention. The thing that makes me want to dive into something. Because when it comes to a lot of the holidays and concepts, we have our traditions and a lot of the things that were passed down, a lot of the stories and things we believe to be real or to be reality, and we just continue to do those things, you know, without asking just basic questions. You know, just we do these things, but we don't ask, why am I doing this? You know, is this relevant? Or the big question, is this necessary? And then if it's deemed as not necessary, then where do you go from there? You know, so when it comes to Christmas, and I'm happy to be the Scrooge. I'll shout from the mountaintops by humbug and all that good stuff. But every year, it's more the same. It's this cycle that we get locked into when it comes to some of these holidays. You see the same thing with Sweetest Day, with Valentine's Day, even with Independence Day. You know, I'll watch people, they'll celebrate it, but when you ask just why, like, what is it really about, you know? And, oh yeah, it's when we signed the Declaration of Independence, 1776, July 4th. Well, even that story, there are things that happened prior to 1776 that led up to that moment, and there's a lot of things that happened after it. But we just have our little keynotes that we focus on, our talking points, and the things that we were taught when we were young, and we just accept it as that's it. You know, that's a part of our identity. And then we just hit the ground running, and then we force a lot of these things on our children. And if we're not asking questions, and the children, they see we're not asking questions, they're not going to ask questions, obviously. And the cycle continues. So when it comes to Christmas, there are three. Well, actually, I had a list of 10. Well, it started with 12. Then I narrowed it down to 10 key reasons why. You know, I wouldn't say I don't celebrate Christmas, but it's hard for me to acknowledge it as a legitimate holiday. It's hard for me not to throw it in the stack of the other commercialized holidays that we have, especially here. And I'm talking about the West, in particular the United States, because, well, that's where I was born and raised. So that's what stands out to me. That's what grabs my attention and sparks my interest initially, and then things tend to expand out from there. So for the context of this conversation, that's where my focus will be. So I have three, 12, then it was 10, 5, and it's like, you know what, let me make this tight, because I don't want to hold my listeners on here for, 1 hour or 2 hours, but three, just three. And if you stay with me, I think we might touch some interesting points here that are worth further discussion in the future. But hey, three things, and I'll title it as just reasons why I only acknowledge Christmas as a commercialized holiday and nothing more. I know it's a long title, but that's what I'm going with. So my number one, and it's my top three, so it's not worst to best to worst, top to bottom, or anything special. It's just my three. And my number one is, you know, I believe that Christmas is a commercialized holiday. And I mentioned it before, how I tend to lump it in with a lot of the other holidays, where it's an opportunity to sell things. And, you know, we're great consumers. It's one of our many vices that we have. I think it's one of our strongest, is the desire to chase things. You know, and how do we know what to chase? Well, we have, you know, the mainstream media. We have a lot of our traditions and things that were passed down from our parents. And that's how we know what we're supposed to chase. You know, but don't ask why. Why am I chasing these things? Why am I buying these things? Why am I going to these places, talking to these people, having these interactions? Why do I keep doing these same things around the same time every year, you know, without asking why? So, you know, I feel it's commercialized, and you can just look at the focus. You know, if you don't feel that it's commercialized, you know, I dare you to go out during a Black Friday or Cyber Monday, you know, special sale, or that week before Christmas where everyone's making their last minute purchases, you know, which kind of shows exactly where the focus is, you know, for the holiday itself. You know, people will sometimes, a lot of times, they'll try and tie it to religion. They'll try and tie it to Christian doctrine. It's just not there. There's, you know, not to go biblical, but there's nothing in the Bible that mentions Christmas. You know, there are pieces about, you know, celebrating the birth of Christ, sure. But if you go into, okay, well, we're celebrating the birth of Christ. Okay, when was he born? December the 25th. Okay, how did you reach that point? Beyond the stories and the traditions and the things that were passed down, how did you reach that conclusion that he was born on December the 25th? And sure, there's little things about celebrating his birth. There are little snippets about celebrating other types of holy days and holy moments within the Old Testament and the New Testament, but there isn't, that I've noticed, and I've gone through it three times, well, four times if you count when I was 16, gone through the Bible, and it's just not there. Because even as a teenager, I was curious about, okay, we talk about Christmas, we talk about Christ, we tie those things together, but similar to Easter, it's like, what do chocolate eggs and bunnies, you know, have to do with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus? Like, what is that? And it's the same thing with Christmas. You know, what is a bunch of green trees covered in all kinds of tinsel and lights and running around at stores buying a bunch of stuff for people? You know, where, I don't understand, where does Christ fit into that? You know, and there's been a long-standing debate on exactly when Jesus was born. And okay, December the 25th, well, if you go to the story as it's told in the Bible about the three wise men and, you know, where they traveled from and the things that they were bringing, and, you know, and you look at that time period and where this took place, it's more likely than not that that's just, no, that connection isn't there, you know, because who's going to make that type of journey during that time of the year with their flocks, with their animals, you know? And it's just, taking a moment to think about it, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, if I was a gambling man, which, you know, I'm not, but there was a time, I would put my money on August, maybe September, you know, as far as making a long journey during that time with animals and gifts and all that good stuff. So December the 25th, you know, I think it's great timing, sure. You're talking end of the year, you know, catching people at the end of the year prior to, you know, leading into tax time, and, you know, and a lot of people are buying things and trading things, and people are in that mood, you know, so you throw a little artificial or inflated history behind it, inflated traditions, and then you try to throw that, You know, if you can get Jesus in there, you're going to catch some people at least, and then it'll catch on from there. And, you know, people won't ask too many questions. Well, some people like me, but for the most part, people will just accept it. And of course, as you know, kids experience it growing up, and I experienced it as a child, just Christmas Eve, you know, just trying to go to sleep, but just so excited because, you know, Santa's coming and all these gifts are coming and you've been good all year and you're going to get these things that you've asked for, that you've written to Santa Claus to get, you know, and because you were good and you went to church and you did the right things at church, you know, and you were a good Christian, you know, so of course, you know, Jesus and Saint Nicholas, they're all going to work together to get me the things that, you know, that racing car that I've always wanted, you know. And so you have those memories. You become an adult, and a lot of times we'll do those things with our children, and we won't think about why are we keeping this alive when there's no real foundation to it, no legitimate foundation to it. There's no, you know, and I dare someone to, you know, debate this with me or have this conversation with me. It's perfectly fine. Just about, is there a connection between Christianity or Christ, the Christ figure, Christ the man, and December the 25th in Christmas? You know, is there a real connection beyond the superficial and the attempts to legitimize what is essentially, to me, just a commercialized moment to push people to chase shiny things? You know, we've got plenty of other moments throughout the year where we are pushed to buy this, you know, buy this nice shiny house, buy this nice shiny car, you know, buy all these little gadgets and toys to make your child happy or to make yourself happy. Don't think about it too much. Don't ask too many questions. Don't stop to analyze, you know, or use any critical thinking or anything like that. And definitely don't take the time to look through the Bible or any other scriptures or analyze the history of mankind. I mean, the limited evidence and things that we have out there that, well, we hope is trustworthy and accurate. But no, just buy. You know, so the number one, well, to me, Christmas is just, it's just commercialized. It's just another opportunity to get you to chase something and ignore, well, just about everything else. But at the same time, feeling good about your purchases, you know, having that emotional connection, feeling like what you're doing is somehow tied to your faith, you know, to your religion. And, you know, I think it's interesting. It's a little wild. But that's my number one. So I'm going to go bah humbug, and I'm going to go with that one. So that's my number one. My number two, Christmas, well, I stated before, I believe that Christmas isn't Christian. There's no Christian connection. I believe it's maybe amalgamation of pagan holidays. And the big one that stands out to me is Saturnale, which is classic Roman holiday. And it was a lengthy festival, and it was meant to praise and exalt and acknowledge the god Saturn, who was the god of agriculture and time. And, well, when was it celebrated? Well, it was mid-December to late December. You know, so, and there was drinking and there was gift giving and all kinds of debauchery and people cutting loose, getting drunk and having a good old time. So, yeah, so there's that. And it was right around the same time, a lot of the same concepts. You know, you have your trees and your decorations and a lot of those same concepts. And if you look at the mistletoe and the Yuletide and the, you know, all this stuff, and you look back at some of these classic pagan rituals and pagan holidays, and you'll see these connections. You know, even the concept of Santa Claus or Saint Nicholas. I mean, that's not a part of any actual biblical scriptures or religious doctrine or anything like that. You know, it's just another story tied to another pagan holiday that has morphed over the centuries into something that we've just accepted, like the many things that we just accept without asking questions, you know? And it just blows my mind. And we do it. We do it year after year after year. But hey, you know, it's just go out and buy that new PS5, you know, for your child, and, you know, and then go to your special, you know, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, you know, church service. I mean, I did it a lot when I was a kid, and my family would go to church, and there'd be something around the day of Christmas, and then something around New Year's, a watch night service, which was interesting, a whole nother thing. But that imaginary connection where there's no, you know, sure, you can question the legitimacy of certain versions of the Bible, and you can break down the Old Testament and New Testament and all that stuff. Sure, you can do that. But when you're talking about Christmas, you know, and connecting Christ to that, and connecting the Christian religion to that, there's nothing there. There's no scripture. There's no story. There's nothing. There's just a few centuries of tradition that we allowed to be changed into what it is today. And we've allowed it to morph into what it is today. And once again, not asking any questions. So I implore you, I implore, and this is an every year thing, when the second I hear someone complaining about someone saying, you know, Merry Xmas instead of Merry Christmas. So they're saying Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. And then someone will say, you know, keep the Christ in Christmas. Then I say, well, show me the connection, because I'm not seeing it. Now, am I perfect? Absolutely not. But I know in my years, and I'm 41 years old, and this is the first time I read the Bible, I was 16. And then I've touched on it several times after that, along with the Book of Mormon, along with the Quran, along with those wonderful Scientology pamphlets and all that good stuff. And there are a lot of interesting things. There are things you can take from all of them. But I can assure you, there is no connection. There is no scripture that says thou shalt celebrate the birth of thy Lord Jesus Christ on December the 25th. It's not there. You know, so, but when I hear people say these things, I can't help but to, you know, my ears perk up, and then it's something that I like to discuss, you know. But that's number two. So number one, the commercialization of Christmas. Number two, this false belief that Christianity or the Christ figure is connected to Christmas, that Saint Nicholas and Jesus are, you know, teammates or something. You know, the not taking the time to look at the many pagan holidays and celebrations of different gods and festivals that were held around the same time with the same concepts, with the same, you know, decorations and gift giving and all those same things. So there's that, you know, and so by humbug to those two. Now, the third, to me, the thing that stands out is just this being another distraction, if you will, from a lot of the things that are far more important. The hyper consumerism, and, you know, just keep going, you know, keep chasing this thing or that thing. You know, don't stop and think about it too much. Don't analyze your humanity, your role in the world, the way you interact with people, you know, your contribution to mankind. Don't focus on those things. You know, when I think commercialized holidays, and I think commercialism or consumerism or, you know, hyper capitalism, you know, I just think of just this constant go, 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 go. And if you slow down, you know, you're going to miss out on something, you know, that FOMO, fear of missing out, you know, so hurry up and go to the store and buy that shiny item, you know, or you're going to feel real sad about it. You know, go out and buy this thing, but don't buy the other thing, because then you might feel some sort of buyer's remorse or regret. You know, buy these specific things at this specific time for these specific people, you know, but don't think about it. Don't ask why you're doing these things and step back and, you know, is this the right thing I should be doing at this particular time? You know, so by humbug, Bah humbug. Those are the things, you know, those are the three reasons I'd say why it's hard for me to acknowledge Christmas as a real holiday, like a worthwhile celebration. You know, now, do I participate in activities connected to it? Well, I am human, and I have a decent-sized family where they do, some of them do celebrate, they do gift-giving, they do things on December the 25th. So, you know, I'm perfectly fine if somebody believes me to be a hypocrite for that, but I still have people that I love and care about. And if these things are important to them, hey, I will give a gift. I mean, it's Christmas Eve, tomorrow's Christmas Day, where am I going? Well, I'm going to go to my mother's. And we're going to give a couple of gifts to just some of my nieces and nephews and siblings, that sort of thing. You know, and me and my wife, we participate. Have a 9-year-old daughter. And she's still into Christmas, just as it's structured, what's socially acceptable, which, you know, she's 9. And I'm certainly not gonna, I'm not running around trying to smash, you know, people's dreams or shatter their sense of reality, especially if they're a child. That would be terrible. You want your child to, you know, have those larger than life dreams and those concepts and, you know, want to achieve the impossible. And, you know, you as a parent, you want them to see just how big and amazing the world is and how beautiful it is and show them that they have limitless potential. But at the same time, I'm certainly not going out of my way to say, hey, you know, hey, look, Santa Claus is real. The Tooth Fairy is real. That this is real. That that is real. No, because I don't think it's right to lie to our children. I know a lot of people that, and this is a whole nother topic, but I know there are people that, you know, may feel that, oh, it's just a little white lie, or it's just, you know, to protect your child's imagination. But I think in this particular case, I don't think so. I don't. It's not something I feel comfortable doing. Now, I'm not knocking those who do fully celebrate Christmas and go nuts. That's your business. I'm not here to tell anyone what to do or how to do it or how anyone should live their lives. I just like to ask questions from time to time on particular topics and then give people the opportunity to, you know, take a shot at me or a concept or something that I've brought up or a position that I have. Because I love talking about this type of stuff, and I haven't had a solid debate in a long time. So, hey, feel free to, you know, if you want to ping me, you want to shoot me a message or an email and have an episode where we talk through Christianity under the backdrop of Christmas, you know, and are those connections there? And if they are, you know, how does the common person, you know, find those connections or, you know, views those connections and then just go from there? Of course, it'll be a civil conversation because I am all about being civil, being focused on the facts that we have at our disposal and then finding common ground and moving on from there. And I think that applies to just about, well, anything and everything, you know, but hey, that's my piece. I just wanted to jump on because, well, it's Christmas Eve and we're relaxing here at the Snell household and just figure, hey, you know what? Let's talk about this a little bit. Why not? You know, so yeah, I'd love to hear just some of your thoughts. And as always, you know, I welcome your criticisms, mostly constructive is what I prefer. But I'll even take the other kind, because I tend to get that no matter what from some people, and it's perfectly fine. But please feel free to share those thoughts, share those critiques, if you will. And I appreciate the continuous support from my listeners out there. And there's certainly more to come. There's lots to talk about. And once 2023 wraps up, you know, we'll have to do a bit of a short recap. I mean, I was out of the country most of 2023, but a lot of things did happen both here in the Western countries and elsewhere, so there's lots to cover, so we'll touch on that on another day. But I'm going to jump off of here, but thank you for listening as always, thank you for support, and we will talk again. So until next time, Snail Nation out.